So, this is Nolan Pfaff, James Manning, Preston Walker, and Tyler Wilksman. We are doing our podcast on homework time management. We're from Hampstead, North Carolina.
Kids have too much homework and they don't have enough time to finish it with extracurricular activities. Once you've gone through a 7-hour day of learning, you don't want to come home and do homework for 2 more hours. We are trying to find ways to get homework done and still have time for other things. This is what our teachers think of homework and homework management.
So we're doing an interview with Miss Wieland, is our 8th grade English 1 teacher. So our first question for her is, how much homework do you assign per day or weekly?
I don't do that much compared to others. I typically give one article that you have to read and answer questions, and then also vocabulary, about an hour's worth of vocabulary for the week. So I would say for a week, I probably give anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and a half worth of homework.
All right. For our second question, what methods would you recommend for your students to finish their homework?
Do a little bit each night. Start on Monday, break it up so that you're not doing an hour and a half worth of homework on Thursday night if it's due on Friday. Yeah. Do 10 minutes each night. It's way easier. Or if you are one that likes to just get it all done, do it on Monday, get it done, and then you don't have to worry about, you know, something coming up on Thursday, your internet going down or anything like that.
All right. What's your philosophy on homework? I guess you kind of told us, but, like, what do you think about it?
So I think homework is valuable because it helps students to practice whatever skills that they're learning in class. But at the same time, I know that in our times right now, in modern times, kids and families are extremely busy. And there are other activities that are going on outside of school, sports, family events, those kinds of things. And a lot of times kids don't get home until 8 o'clock at night, and then they've got an hour's worth of homework, and then they're not sleeping well, so it can kind of snowball. So I try not to overload the homework, because I think students get more in class when a teacher can instruct them on what to do correctly.
Yeah. For our last question, how difficult do you think your assignments are?
I think, on average, I think they're pretty easy homework assignments. I want my students to be able to practice doing them at home without assistance, so they should be easy for the students to do on their own without a lot of help.
All right. Thank you so much for letting us interview you, and that's where we're going to end it.
Okay.
All right, so now we're interviewing our world geography teacher, Mr. Newton. So our first question for him is, how much homework do you have or assign per day or week?
Well, for your class, world geography, since it's an elective high school course, the thought was that this class would be a class that you could take if you're taking Math 1 or English 1 or even both of those, which some students are taking both those classes in mind, as that's 3 high school courses. So we wanted to create an environment and a class so you could get high school credit, but yet at the same time, not get so stressed out. Because a lot of students that are in those high school courses are the types of students that are really eager, go-getter students, and a lot of them get pretty stressed about homework and their grades. And so we thought it would be a good service to offer to those students opportunity to take a course. And I've designed it specifically not to have a lot of homework, and that is a lot of project-based assignments. So that's our answer.
For our second question, what methods would you recommend students to use to finish their homework?
I would like to think that the method to finish your homework would be the self-responsibility that a student should have, and the knowledge that they should have that they need to complete their homework assignment. That makes a good student. And if you're that kind of student, then that's what should drive you. Now, if you're the kind of student that is going to blow off homework, well, that's going to come back and haunt you in the long run. So my method is this. I look at you as a young adult, a young human being, and you need to learn transitioning from the eighth grade into high school, that it's your responsibility to do your homework. And so that's the best thing I can tell you, is to approach your academics in high school with a degree of maturity that allows you to be successful, which is relying on yourself to find a motivation to do your homework.
That's it.
What's your philosophy on homework? Like, do you give it or not? What do you think?
Yeah,
about
I do
it?
Give it. And for the two classes that I teach that are regular social studies, North Carolina, U.S. history, I recommend that they read the material from their textbook online, and that when a homework is issued, that they will do it. And I give them an opportunity also, though, since social studies is not tested as an EOG course in the eighth grade, I try to give them the opportunity to get their work done in class, just as I would for your world geography class, because I understand that the subjects that are going to be tested for the EOG are things that, you know, require a degree of more homework, in essence, to prepare yourself for being successful on your EOG. I've got it in a sense where we have an MSL, which is a Mastery of Student Learning, but it's not like an EOG. It's not going to count towards your grade. It's a record, it's an indicator really on the performance of the teacher and what they've taught the student. And so it's not really student-driven in a sense. It's more, did the teacher teach what they should have with the curriculum guidelines?
For our last question, how difficult do you think your homework is?
When I give it, I would like to think that it would not be that difficult. However, if you're somebody that does not like to read and you can't, and you struggle, maybe, and this is the way it is sometimes, you'll have someone that's an excellent math student, but when you give them a world history book, let's say for example in the ninth grade, they may struggle with trying to analyze the concepts and the periods of time through history and the connections that are made and the patterns that flow from one century to the next. Don't ask me why that's the case, but some people think differently. For me, I always struggled with math. It was very difficult for me. But you could give me a book when I was in the eighth grade on the Civil War, and I could read it, and I could talk about the issues and so forth. I mean, it just came to me naturally, but math was hard. So for homework, for me, if you're somebody that's inclined that to struggle with reading comprehension in a sense, I would suggest that you just try to read more and come to me, and we'll talk to your language arts teacher with maybe some better methods to help your analysis and comprehension of reading.
All right. Thank you for letting us interview you.
You are so very welcome.
All right.
99% of students say that homework is a big source of stress. Eighth graders spend on average 3.5 hours a day doing homework. This information was provided by Healthline.com and the New York Times.
These tips and tricks can help you minimize the amount of time that you spend on homework and the amount of stress that you have. For the first tip is to split up your homework on different days. So do a little bit each day. For my second tip, to stay in during lunch, like at least a day a week, to finish your assignments. For my next trick, I would say is to take breaks in between your homework. So finish an assignment and then take a 15-minute break and then come back and do more work. Here are some tips and tricks that you can use to help manage the amount of time that you spend on homework and the amount of stress that you have while doing homework. The main tip that I recommend using is to split up the assignments on different days. For example, do one homework assignment on one day and do another assignment on the next day. For the next tip is to stay in for lunch at least one day a week to complete daily assignments. For the third tip is to take breaks in between your homework, like taking 15-minute breaks after you finish an assignment. The next tip is to make a list of all the homework assignments that you have to do so you don't forget any of the work. One of the main things I do is to do the hardest assignments first so that you can get them out of the way. And for the last tip that I have is to try to focus and get distractions out of your way. If you don't follow those tips and tricks, some of these things can happen to you. Here are some facts about what homework can do to you. The first one is homework can cause sleep deprivation, headaches, as well as exhaustion because you're staying up too late doing your homework. The second one is if you do a lot of homework, then it can improve your memory because you retain the facts that you do if you keep doing them. Homework teaches your child independent work skills because it's up to them to finish their homework so they can get a good grade in their class. The last fact is it's counterproductive to make children spend too many hours studying. This is because children are still growing and their brains aren't fully developed, so too much time could lead to too much stress. If you follow all the steps that you just heard, then you should be able to finish all of your homework on time and with minimal stress. This has been our podcast. Thank you for listening.